Hello, are you there? Are you there? I'm here. And so are you. Hi, it's good to be back. My name is Erica, and this is Fat and Sad, a podcast about how you feel like shit about yourself. So hello, you guys. Hi. How are you? I know you can't directly answer me in real time, but just know that I'm asking you how you are, and I hope that you're well. I'm doing pretty good in a way. I mean, I'm doing pretty good in the sense that, like, things aren't really, haven't gotten worse, you know? But I think I'm usually a generally kind of, like, positive person. I try to be a positive person most of the time. So, like, as long as I'm not really, like, you know, in pain or, like, really in, like, extreme lack of some sort, then, like, I'm gonna say it's good. It's pretty good. You know? First world problems. But first world is, like, pretty good. I mean, I'm not in poverty. I live in my own apartment. Okay, whatever. I'm totally just, like, going off on a tangent, but I think that's what this podcast is for. I think it's literally just for me to go off on some tangents and just kind of, like, add some, like, insults to myself, like, in between. Self-deprecation queen. Oh, that was, like, bars. Holy shit. Hey, I think this is episode 8. I want to say, oh, I'm sorry, I have the lighter in my hand. That's that sound. That's that little clicky sound. I'm going to put that down and put the bong down as well. Okay, now there's nothing in my hands, and now hopefully I won't be making weird little noises. Anyways, like I was saying, I'm a self-deprecation queen, but I'm working on it. You know, it's, like, it's cool to have the balance of, like, just, like, only hating yourself a little bit enough to, like, make jokes, but, like, not really, you can't really let your self-esteem be, like, that bad to really hate yourself. Like really, it's not healthy, obviously. So there's that. I want to let you guys know that I did try to record an episode, like, a couple days ago, but it wasn't working. It just wasn't flowing. I don't know. It just wasn't the right time. Like, I wasn't ripe. Let's put it like that. I tried to record twice. Like, the first time I did, like, 8 minutes, and then I was like, this is not flowing. And then I listened back to it, and I just had, like, the microphone in, like, a slightly different spot than normal, but, like, it just sounded off. So then I was like, okay, well, I guess I should just probably just try to do that over, because I didn't really feel like that was working that well. Anyways, and so I tried to do it again, but it still just didn't feel right. And then that's how I realized that I can't really put a time, like a regular time schedule with this, because, you know, it's just gonna come when it comes. So, and I can't put pressure on myself to, you know, do things on, like, a time thing, because then I'll try to force it, and when you force it, it usually comes out like shit. So, so there's that. Actually, you know, forcing shit, that kind of does segue slightly into something that I did want to talk about. It's embarrassing, but I want to talk about it because I feel like if I talk about embarrassing stuff, it'll, like, help at least one other person, hopefully, who also feels kind of weird about this stuff. And if I can just help one other person, I really don't mind being open with, like, this dumb thing that I'm about to talk about, but it's fine. So I'm having, like, digestive problems, like, more like my asshole is like inflamed, or like it just gets like, it just like doesn't feel good sometimes. And I thought, well, I think it is because there's a few reasons why. So when I eat dairy, I could tell it just like fucks up like everything. Like my stomach doesn't feel right, and then like the poop is like ow. So I eat dairy sometimes still, so I know that that can do that. But like the past couple days, okay, this is really embarrassing, like not like the past couple days, but like earlier this week and then today, unfortunately, I have hemorrhoids, I guess, where like when you like go number two and then you wipe and then you're like, holy shit, why is that bloody? So so I'm kind of going through that, and it's just like my stomach just doesn't really like feel that great. And so I want to talk about it because, yeah, because I'm sure other people have like weird stomach and asshole issues too. So let's fucking talk about it. So another trigger that I think kind of like causes, wait. Actually, you know what? I'm going to back up. So I feel like this issue kind of really started because of a sex thing. Because I did mention in another episode, in an earlier episode, that I was in like a casual kind of like dating thing with a person. Well, during that time, we went to the park and I brought a tent for some reason. And so, of course, we ended up banging in the tent while we were there. And so, oh, also my bad. That's like my, I like, what is that thing when you like do that, but like with your toes. So sorry. Sorry if you guys hear that. I have compulsive things like that I can't stop doing. So sorry. Anyways. So yeah, so me and this guy were banging in a tent at a park, and then he was like, oh, can I put it in your butt? And I was like, yeah, I guess. And like, let me tell you guys, if you're ever gonna do butt stuff, you better use lube and foreplay. There needs to be foreplay and lube if there's gonna be butt stuff happening. But I was just like, I don't know, just like probably honestly didn't even care about my the health of my body that much. And so I was just like, whatever, you know, like whatever. Oh, and another thing, if you're gonna put something in the butt, it can't go anywhere else after that. Like, it can't go from butt to vagina. Do not ever do that, because that's how people get, like, infections and stuff. So it's like, once something goes in the butt, don't put it in any other holes, because that is dirty. So don't do that. So anyways, so I let him put it in my butt in a tent in the park, and it didn't go well, you know, let me tell you, spoiler alert, it didn't go well. So it didn't go well, and he took it out and whatever, like, I don't even know if he like put it back in my V. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I really was like not caring that much about, I didn't have that much self-respect in that moment. So moving on, I noticed after that, just like, you know, like throughout time, like later that day and like the next day, I was like, dude, my asshole really hurts. Like, I know that I just let a guy put his dick in there, but like, ow, it actually really hurts. And so I noticed that it just like wouldn't stop hurting for like a few days. And yeah, I can't remember if there was like, oh, there was blood. There was blood like from that. But I kind of was just like, oh, it'll go away, like, from, like, the initial time that he put it in. But then, like, it kind of, I felt like it just, like, I was hurting for too long, you know? And so I feel like from that, I feel like something just kind of, like, ripped my asshole. So, like, but, like, in a bad way where it kind of, like, didn't really heal that. Like, I mean, it did heal. It eventually did heal. But I feel like it comes back. And I feel like that's what I'm talking about when I say that I have hemorrhoids. It's like something in my body. It's usually when, like, I'm not taking very good care of myself, especially, like, letting myself become dehydrated. It's usually if I'm dehydrated, I'm eating dairy and consuming caffeine. Those are kind of, like, the three, like, magic combination to, like, make my ass bleed. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's like when I take a shit and I wipe and I'm like, what? Like, my period was not supposed to come yet. But it's not my period. It's coming from the other hole. So that's just like, it's just like that happens to me and I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on with my body? Like, what did I do wrong? So that's one of the reasons that I really do want to quit dairy, because it, like, ethically, I don't think it's cool. It's basically like cow tears and goat tears, you know? It's like, whatever. Anyways, so I'm trying to cut out dairy, but I realize after today that I really should cut out caffeine too. And that's the fucking heartbreaker, really. Like, I'm hooked on the bean, basically, like, pretty bad. Like, I love coffee. I love to be caffeined up. I love it. It's like, I've abused it so much in the past. Like, I would take diet pills in high school that would have caffeine. In high school, I would buy caffeine pills, like, take the caffeine pills, but then there were times when, like, I tried, like, crushing them and snorting them, which was really hard to do because the kind that I had, like, that really thick film on the outside, so it was just, like, a really hard pill to crush. But that is, like, that's my history. That is my history with caffeine. So we go way back, and I'm hooked real deep, but I have to let it go because it's not helping my body. It makes my ass bleed, and that's not cool. That's not cool, caffeine. And also, I'm sure it's, like, affecting my hormones in some way, like, whatever it does. I mean, I think it affects your, like, adrenal glands or something. But basically, I know it's not good for me. I know it's not helping my body. And I realize that I have to quit. But I'm just like, I'm not ready, you know? I'm not ready. But then the more I think about how I feel like I'm not ready, I realize that that's actually just a self-limiting belief. And it's probably, well, really, it's just my ego that's attached to the caffeine, or, like, it's just, like, I'm so attached to that idea of me as a caffeine addict, and I really don't want to let it go for some reason, because I don't know why, because I'm just, like, attached, because, yeah, I mean, it is addictive, or is that the right word? Yeah, addictive. Wow. Okay, anyways. So I know it's addictive. But I just feel like it's part of my ego, what my ego wants me to be. I don't know. Does that make sense? But yeah, I just kind of realized, like, it is a self-limiting belief. And I should try to like transform my view of myself or transform, like let go of like old ideas of me and be ready to like welcome in a new version of me. But like I have to let go of that version of me that's a caffeine addict, and for some reason that's hard. But it's weird. It's like, I mean, but I guess that's addiction, right? It's just, it's hard. But, I mean, I know there's a lot more to that, but just to say it in two words. But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to talk about that for a little bit. So what did I cover right there? I think I kind of got lost. Oh yeah, I told you that story about the park, letting go of caffeine. Oh, what else did I want to talk about? And then I did kind of touch about how I tried to record, like a few days ago, but it wasn't working. And honestly, I just got myself like really down about that shit. Like, when I couldn't make it work, I just felt like, wow, what a fucking piece of shit. You know, like, oh God, you can't even do that. Like, you can't even fucking talk in the fucking mic. You can't even fucking, that's what you, yeah, like, I was just, like, so, like, beating myself up, and then I just got all, like, bummed out. And then I realized that, you know, even though, like, I'm here, and I'm talking to you, and I'm trying to help, like, I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I know that I like to do this, and I know that even though I don't feel good at it, I'm still gonna continue to try to podcast because there's just, like, it's like a new feelings type of a thing for me, where it's like I'm exploring something new and it's like an exciting challenge. But, like, but getting back to the point is, like, I still don't know what I'm doing, and every day is a challenge. Like, every day to maintain my mental health and my motivation and, you know, kind of keep all that in check so I can be functional, it's a daily challenge for me still. Like, and I think that that's how it is. I think that it's always going to be like that. And I think maybe we kind of feel like, at least I've felt like, you know, like thinking about life, just kind of like, oh, once I get to this certain point, like things are gonna be better. Or like, you know, once I get to like here, once I figure out this, once I do this, blah blah, like things are gonna be better, or like things are gonna be easier or whatever. And like, maybe there is a point like that, but maybe I just haven't gotten there. But in my personal experience, it still is just like every day is a new damn day to fight your own feelings that like you feel like shit. You know what I mean? I hope that makes sense. But it's just like every day is still a new fight against the parts of my mind that are like trying to self-sabotage me, or I hope, yeah, whatever. Sorry, you guys did hear me smoke before this, so I'm a little, and I'd always just get honestly like anxiety, like, but it's like an excited, nervous anxiety. So I can kind of get scattered. I need to like be able to ground myself and kind of get back into, you know what I was saying. But what I was saying is that every day is a challenge, and I know it's hard for everyone because it's hard for me. So if you feel like, you know, maybe some days are good, but like you still have those bad days where you're just like what the fuck, where you feel like you haven't made progress, or like when you, where you feel like you kind of just like haven't grown, even though maybe the day before you were like really proud of yourself about something, but then like the next day comes along and you're just like, well, I'm a fucking piece of shit and here's why, and then you go into the list of why, and it's so easy because it's like that's just what we're used to. But every damn day is gonna be a challenge to be like, no, brain, stop. That doesn't even make sense. And let me tell you why. And, you know, that's why we have to focus on gratitude and the positive things. Because I think, especially gratitude, like, you know, just taking like a second look around and just being grateful for what's even around you. I know gratitude helps me kind of ground myself and like kind of helps me like shut up the voice that is like trying to tell me bad things, you know, like like I've still been having skin problems. Like, I know I've mentioned it before, but I still get, like, acne that leaves hyperpigmentation. And I feel like I've been having this thing on my face. Just, like, that's kind of been getting to me. I don't know. I just, like, don't like to look at it anymore. But I've kind of gotten to a place where, like, this thing on my face, like, a few years ago would have really fucked up my self-esteem, like, a lot more. But now I'm in, like, a healthier place. And, you know, I can kind of, like, I see the thing on my face, but I'm like, but you know what? Who fucking cares? Honestly. Like, I can still function. Like, it isn't really harming me. Like, yeah, it's just, like, an aesthetic thing that I don't like. But, like, honestly, who fucking cares? You know, and I guess that doesn't really sound like gratitude, but in a way it is for me. But I do think of gratitude in the sense that, you know, even just being grateful for like my family, like just being grateful for the fact that two people like went through their lives to the point where they met each other and they made a baby, you know, and then like I came out like healthy, you know, I came out without any problems and I've grown up to this point, and you know, I haven't really had any like major trauma, just enough to like, you know, get just enough to like scar myself a little bit, but nothing really bad has really happened to me, I would say, growing up. So even just thinking about being grateful for that has been something that's been getting me by lately. But yeah, I don't know. I just realized I've actually been talking for like 24 minutes and I don't know if I've even said anything. So yeah, I hope you guys are still listening, but you know what, I'm gonna take a break for 1 second. Okay, I feel like I just had to ground myself for a second because I was kind of floating in space. I was like not really sure what I was even gonna say next, so, but I did look over my little note page and I did notice that I did want to talk about spirituality for a little bit, because I feel like spirituality is something that's being brought up a lot lately. Like, it's kind of having like a resurgence, like, or it's like it's like a trend. It's like a wellness, you know, wellness trend is like wellness and spirituality are like incorporating into like pop culture and stuff. But I just wanted to talk about how I feel like spirituality, it's like that's a word, right? But like, what does it like really mean? Because I feel like in that area, people like to use kind of like these words like spirituality or like intuition, and it's kind of like, what even really is that? And I've just been thinking about it a lot lately because I've kind of been having my own spiritual journey. I feel like I've been having a spiritual awakening basically since my whole life is a spiritual awakening, but really since my Saturn return started, I feel like that's when things, I really started having like an awakening to more of like my connection to the universe. And I think that's kind of what spirituality is. It's like the way that you connect to the universe. You know, it's the way that you can come back to that source, you know? And so, I don't know, I've just been having these kind of like spiritual moments with myself. Take a shot every time she says spiritual. But it's kind of like I feel like I'm walking around constantly just like, why am I here? And I'm trying to figure it out so hard, but it's like I'm not allowed to know yet. And because I have to figure it out for myself. And I feel like maybe the universe isn't ready for me, or like I'm not ready to know yet, you know, like the universe knows that I'm not ready to know yet, and I still have to go on this journey to figure out why I'm here. So I've been doing a lot of like my own personal spiritual work, in the sense that I've just been really focused on trying to figure out my life's purpose. And I've just been like, you know, listening to podcasts and listening to people speak about finding your life's purpose and blah, blah, blah. Like, and it's like you can listen to all that type of stuff that you want and like read books, but it's like, you're not gonna know until you do the work yourself. You know, until you start doing the dirty work and just like exploring life and going down the paths that are like, you know, like they don't look the nicest, or like they don't look the friendliest, or like, you know, you have to go down those paths that are like, you're afraid, but you're still gonna do it anyways. And I feel like I've kind of been trying to work on that for myself. You know, like, I'm really so determined to find out where my, you know, my real place is, but I just have to remember that, like, the journey is, like, where I'm gonna learn all the things that are gonna serve me once I do get to that point, if that makes sense. Something else I did want to bring up is that I saw The Matrix for the first time. Yes, barely. It was one of those movies that I felt like I had seen already, because I feel like just through like pop culture, like I kind of was like, oh, I get that movie, like whatever, like we're all in The Matrix. And like, So I never, or like, I think I probably watched it maybe like partially when it came out, like when I was a kid, but I didn't get it. But recently I was talking about it with my friend and I told him that I hadn't really seen the movie. And so he was like, oh dude, we gotta watch it. And so we did. And honestly, that movie blew my fucking mind. Because it's so real. Because it's so fucking real. And I feel like it feels so weird to say that, like, I feel like it was part of my journey to, like, see this movie now. Like, I feel like it was the universe's plan to have me not really have known or, like, have not seen it up until this point, to where I could really digest it and, like, really just, like, I mean, not saying, like, I really understand it, but I get it, obviously, a lot more now than I would have, like, when I was a kid. 'Cause it's so fucking true, dude. Like, we are in the fucking Matrix. And just, like, you know, how it's all, like, the ability of, like, your mind is, like, what sets your boundaries, you know? Like, how it's like, oh, in the Matrix, it's like, whatever your mind thinks is possible is, like, what can happen. But it's like, that's also our own reality, too. So, it's all trippy, like, it's so cool, blah, 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 Keanu Reeves. But, like, there was, like, I think a quote that really mind-fucked me. And it's when Morpheus says, like, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. I'm pretty sure, is something like that. I don't know if it's that exactly. But, dude, like, that quote is so good. Oh my god, it's so fucking true. Like, yeah, you can think that you have your plan and that you think that you know what's gonna happen, like, when you go down this certain path. But, like, once you're actually in the path and walking the path and you're having these challenges, like, that you never even knew were possible, or, like, that you have never even expected, that's, like, a whole different person and a whole different mind, just from, like, the mind and the person who is, like, planning to go down that path, you know? So, and I just, like, felt that quote so hard, because I just feel like that's what I'm going through, and that's why I feel like the movie is so fucking true. And, I mean, I'm sure, like, honestly, I feel like humans were probably, like, put here by aliens, and this is just, like, some weird alien game. I don't know exactly. Obviously, I don't know. I don't know anything. But, dude, like, if I were to, like, go to another life and be able to look at this life and find out that I'm just, like, actually in a pod with some fucking hose in my head, like, I would be like, wow, I fucking knew it, you know? So, yeah, so, like, spirituality is trippy and the Matrix is tight. I feel like I'm just gonna kind of end it there. I feel like I've maybe been rambling for a little bit too long, but yeah, I think we're at like 30 something minutes, which is probably the longest episode I've ever done, but I feel like I was really on a good one. Like, honestly, to be honest, I have a tangent on that. So, you know how, like, it's generally women who, okay, I have another tangent also. So if I ever say, like, women, I'm including anyone who identifies as, like, women or similar. So I'm hetero cis, just to be clear. And so, you know, I can only speak from my point of view, but I want to be clear that, like, whoever is listening to this, I'm talking to you. And I don't care, like, how you identify. It doesn't really matter. If you identify with what I'm saying, then I'm talking to you. So I don't want anyone to feel excluded if I ever say, like, you know, women or use, like, gender terms. If you feel like you identify with what I'm saying, then I am talking to you. So I'm talking to everyone, and I just want to be clear about that. But also, the whole honestly thing, have you guys ever noticed that, like, a lot of, like, women say, like, honestly, you know, it's like, or like, to be honest? And I realize it's because we have been, you know, like, formed to be like, we have to be polite. You know, like, it's like, even for us to just say something that we feel like is the truth, a lot of the times we have to, like, preface it with this, like, not to be a bitch, but, like, I'm saying something bitchy. And it's like, but it's like, that's not a thing for men. So I feel like that's so just, like, one of those things that women have been kind of just, like made to feel like what they're gonna say is, like, not valid. And so they kind of have to be like, well, honestly, like this. Okay, but hold on. What the fuck was I even fucking saying, dude? I don't know. Maybe I should just close it out from here. Actually, yeah, I think I'm just gonna do that. Because it's almost at 40 minutes, you guys. I'm not gonna do a self-help tool for this episode because... Oh, wait, I just remembered what I was gonna tell you guys. Okay, so I think what I was gonna say is that when I'm doing this, like, when I'm in, like, a good, like, I don't know, I guess, like, when my chakras are, like, all aligned and open or whatever that, like, correct thing is, I don't know, but I feel like when I'm doing this, when I'm doing the podcast and when I'm in a good place, I feel like I'm actually channeling. Like, I feel like the universe is sending messages through me to get to you guys. So it's kind of like, you know, whoever is listening to this, I want you to know that I am pretty sure the universe is, like, telling me to tell these things to you. So I don't know, whoever wanted to hear me talk about my anus for like 10 minutes, you got your wish there. But everything else, I'm sure someone needed to hear something like that. So I just want you guys to know that I feel like some of this is, like, universe talking to you. So yeah, just know that. And just know that I love you. And just know that I really care. So email me if you want to talk. I'm going to just end it here because I've actually gone on a long one. So if you're still listening, I love you so much, and you're my best friend. So we'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.